A woman handed a homeless man a pair of gloves. Simple enough, but what happened next revealed something profound. I gave the gloves to a man who I see every day, but last night I truly saw him for the first time. This moment captures what happens when we create projects aligned with our deepest values. We don't just change others, we transform ourselves. Yet 70% of millennials want to quit their jobs due to lack of purpose, trapped in an exhausting cycle of career dissatisfaction. What if we've been asking the wrong question all along? What if the issue isn't finding the right job, but believing our job should fulfill our life's purpose in the first place? We've been sold a dangerous lie that our paid employment should fulfill our deepest purpose. This myth has created a generation of disillusioned workers constantly job hopping in search of that elusive, meaningful career. Modern society has systematically eliminated traditional sources of purpose, religion, family, community, creating a purpose vacuum that corporations eagerly exploit. Oil companies promote themselves as clean energy pioneers. Fast fashion brands position themselves as champions of sustainability. Social media platforms that damage mental health describe themselves as connection facilitators. Banking institutions frame themselves as enablers of dreams. This corporate deception works because we desperately want to believe our 40-plus weekly hours contribute to something meaningful. The fundamental problem isn't that we need to find purpose in our work, it's that we've confused finding purpose in our work with finding work that fulfills our life's purpose. These are radically different concepts. Our culture creates a toxic equation. Who you are equals what you do for income. This implies if someone does nothing, they are nothing. The statistics are damning. 43% of workers report boredom. Companies choose candidates with management talent correctly only 18% of the time. And 87% of managers wish they'd had more training. Delegation remains underdeveloped because managers believe it's more efficient to do it themselves, creating a cycle where they burn out while team members stagnate. Women and minorities often get challenging opportunities only during crises, the glass cliff, where they're set up to fail, then replaced by white males in this savior effect. One woman's successful engagement program that increased retention and productivity was dismissed as a vanity project. Studies show working from home increases productivity by $2,000 per person annually, yet organizations cling to industrial-era practices, treating employees as interchangeable parts. Work must satisfy three needs: to survive, material needs, to strive, contributing to something meaningful, and to thrive, personal growth. Most jobs address survival, but fail at helping us strive and thrive. Purpose projects, initiatives aligned with your values that solve problems you're passionate about, succeed where traditional employment fails by tapping into intrinsic motivation. Research shows external rewards actually diminish creativity. Preschoolers who enjoyed drawing lost interest after being rewarded, and monetary incentives slowed creative problem solving by 3.5 minutes on average. Purpose projects connect you to your why, your core values, creating sustainable motivation where behavior reinforces identity. An environmentally conscious professional starting a sustainability consulting project serves their values while reinforcing their identity as an environmental advocate, increasing commitment and innovation. Purpose projects also boost your perceived value through three components. Clarity of ownership shows you're wholly responsible for something that wouldn't exist without you. Influencing the influencers involves strategically targeting those who shape your audience. And leveraging social proof occurs when others see many people trusting you. Unlike typical workplace roles, purpose projects demonstrate your ability to envision, execute, and own something completely, a rare quality that impresses even senior leaders. Self-belief, situation-specific self-confidence, is the foundation of human achievement. People with high self-belief approach difficult tasks as challenges to master rather than threats to avoid. Studies show self-belief enhances performance even when skill levels are equal. The good news? Self-belief can be learned through facing fears, owning small wins, and faking it till you're making it. Mastery experiences, directly confronting what scares you, are the most effective way to build self-belief. Like exposure therapy, facing fears gradually diminishes your fear response while reinforcing capability. When we acknowledge even small accomplishments, our brains release dopamine, the neurotransmitter connected to pleasure, learning, and motivation. Research examining 12,000 workdays found making progress on meaningful work was the strongest factor in workplace motivation and happiness. Harvard researchers told hotel housekeepers their work satisfied government recommendations for daily activity. 4 weeks later, with no behavior change, this group showed significant improvements in weight, blood pressure, and body fat. This fake it till you make it approach breaks unhelpful automatic relationships between thoughts, behaviors, emotions, and physical sensations, creating lasting change through consistent action. Before starting your purpose project, internalize three truths. You have the time, you are a creative person, and perfection isn't perfect. Use Warren Buffett's prioritization method. List 25 goals, circle your top five, and ruthlessly avoid everything else. Schedule these priorities with specific timeframes, breaking tasks into 1 to 2 hour chunks. Even 15-minute bursts can drive meaningful progress. Our attention economy has made distraction the default. The average person touches their phone 2,617 times daily and switches activities every 3 minutes. Tech companies design addictive features that trigger dopamine through anticipation, not reward itself. To reclaim your focus, put your phone out of sight, use browser extensions to block distractions, eliminate notifications, and disconnect during focused work. Resistance is the internal force that repels us from important work. It emerges precisely when we attempt something meaningful, driving us to scroll mindlessly rather than face the vulnerability of creation. Resistance doesn't say never, it says tomorrow, constantly postponing what matters most. Creativity isn't a rare gift, it's natural human thinking. New ideas are simply combinations of existing ones, like Airbnb plus parking equals just park, or Uber plus moving, lug. Rather than searching for the perfect job, create purpose-driven projects alongside regular employment. By separating your need for purpose from your need for income, you build a balanced, fulfilling life without sacrificing financial stability. Purpose is intoxicating. Once experienced, ordinary work feels hollow. But integrating purpose isn't a checkbox exercise. It's an ongoing dance requiring constant awareness. One founder became addicted to her project's success, compulsively checking sales at 4 a.m., obsessively tracking metrics, sacrificing sleep. Her identity became entangled with performance. The uncomfortable truth? She cared more about how the project enhanced her status than about the people it served. This revealed Purpose Work's shadow side, how ego subtly hijacks noble intentions, creating dangerous self-righteousness. I'm doing good so I can do no bad. Carl Jung's shadow, the aspects we repress because they're socially unacceptable, explains how purpose work reveals darker traits. Through her project, she confronted uncomfortable truths about jealousy, envy, and desperate status seeking. The key isn't eliminating the shadow, that's impossible, but consciously integrating it, understanding that noble and base motivations often coexist. You've been sold a lie that your job should fulfill your passion and purpose. This narrative benefits employers wanting you to see work as identity, leading to longer hours, lower pay, and eroded boundaries. The truth? Most jobs serve economic functions, not existential ones. Your job's real purpose is financial security, a genuine blessing. Remove unrealistic expectations and appreciate employment for what it offers, resources to build the life you want. For deeper needs, to create, connect, and contribute, look beyond your paycheck. Develop personal projects addressing problems you care about. Start a community garden. Teach children to read. Advocate for causes that matter. The only true source of purpose is relationships, family, friends, community, the broader world. Without genuine connection, compassion for other struggles, and curiosity about life's possibilities, meaning remains elusive. Purpose projects that strengthen bonds and deepen self-understanding reclaim what modern work strips away, the fundamental human experience of making a lasting difference. Purpose isn't found in job titles or corporate missions, but in relationship quality and chosen impact. Stop searching for the perfect career. Start building the meaningful life you already have the power to create.